Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Grasso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Connie Marrero. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Connie Marrero. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Don Larson. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krahoski for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn strikes out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Larson, and towards Stevens, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grasso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski is hit by the pitch. Hunter moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Lenhart reaches second base with a double. Hunter scores. Krahoski moves to third. It's 2 to nothing, Browns. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz is walked intentionally. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grasso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a pop-up towards short. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyke strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0 for 1 in the game. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger bunts towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Cohn moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0 for 1 in the game. Grasso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marrero fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Krahoski strikes out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Marrero hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyke bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball towards left. Cohn catches it and throws to first to double up Courtney. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cohn hits a pop-up towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0 for 2 in the game. Larson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Larson reaches second base with a double. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Larson moves to third. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunter strikes out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Krahoski takes first base on ball 4. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larson scores. Krahoski moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Lenhart moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0 for 2 in the game. Grasso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 3 in the game. Dyke hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grasso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Larson hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer pinch hits for Connie Marrero. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.